What's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. Hope your weekend's going swell. I'm getting ready to launch the deep dive. That's the official name for it, guys. It's my deep dive. I'm really excited. My brother's been helping me out. Well, Erica, my girlfriend's been helping me out big time with designing it. And I had a little too much. I was making the welcome email. So right when you sign up, you get this email, right? Well, you get two emails. One that says your subscription is confirmed. And the next one is the official welcome email. And I had all this shit written down and all this stuff I want to say. And then she was like, look, like that's too much stuff. You got to make it way more concise. You can spread out all this over like 3 to 4 to 5 emails. All you have in this one email, you know. So space it out, make it easier to digest. It was great advice. It really was. So I took a lot out, picked only like the best things to share. But I'm really excited, guys. Exclusive music. It's even stuff that you don't even get in this podcast, man. I mean, some of it is there, but a lot of it is like, you know, phone recordings of like me playing and singing, or like some song ideas, or like a riff I wrote that I haven't even shared here, all from the archive, all the stuff, like the thousands of riffs and song ideas I've accumulated since like 2008. Crazy, man. But so there's that, exclusive music and covers and, you know, phone recordings. And then I got like tips and lessons. And I have like a monthly dose of inspiration. So I share with you guys my favorite quote of all time on that first email. So that launches in 2 days, guys, on Thursday. Can't wait for you to see it. The deep dive. Super excited. Learned a lot from the back end of MailChimp. It's awesome. Like just setting up the automation and like even the design builder isn't all that bad. I was able to make the email look pretty awesome. Really happy with it. And I can't wait to see, you know, who likes it, you know, who signs up and, you know, what kind of value they get out of it and ideas they have for more stuff in the future. This past weekend, I went hiking, guys. I did like 9 miles with like 6 friends. It was crazy. It was a lot. Longer than we expected. Underpacked. Didn't have enough water. Didn't have water or food, but we made it just in time. But damn, I was tired yesterday or on Sunday. But okay, anyways, I've been making a lot of content too around the hike. Okay, so like Friday, a little bit of Thursday and Sunday. I made a lot of good content with my amp. Yeah, I dropped off my Fender back at Guitar Center because I'm getting... So the pickups that I got are white, but the guitar is cream-colored. So I got cream-colored pickup covers. So they're doing that right now. So I've been working with my Carvin, my like heavier electric guitar, and I've been working on some heavy riffs. So I did Vicarious and Jimmy, just like, you know, super short, like 40-second snippets, but I want to show it to you guys. The first one is Jimmy. Why don't we have a listen right now? Here we go, Jimmy. Sounds so good. I love when I just love that riff so much. Drop D. I rolled the tone knob down on my amp. I could have put less gain on it. It has a little too much gain. I'm just comparing it to like Adam Jones, you know, the original version. I could have put a little less gain, but I overlaid that keyboard part over it later on when you hear that with the reverb. It sounds like really creepy. I love doing that. That was really cool. I slowed it down. I love that. So like I said, I could have put a little less gain on it, but otherwise I just did some slight EQ and just add a little bit of reverb, or else, you know, it sounded a little too dry. But I put some reverb on that, on the electric guitar, I mean, and it sounds freaking nice, man. I can't wait for the Tool album to release, baby, in a month. Holy shit, I seriously cannot wait. I'm gonna close it off, guys, with Vicarious. A little noisy, like in between, like a digga-dan, digga-digga. Right, like right in those pauses, my amp is making some hum, but it's not my amp, man. It's my pickup. So that's what I realized when I was playing my Carvin. There was like some sounds going on, like some unwanted hum, and I was like, why wasn't I doing it with my Fender? Oh, you know why? It's because my Fender has hum reducing pickups, so it kills the hum. My Carvin does not. They are humbuckers, but they don't have noise canceling in them. I don't know what exactly it is in the pickup, but anyways, my Carvin is now noisier than my Strat. My Strat was super noisy, but now it's not because of those new pickups with the Marzios that I got. Anyways, here's Vicarious. I'm really liking the tone, and yeah, I'm not gonna say anything after that, but enjoy it, and hope you dig it, man. And long live Tool, man. Can't wait for the new album in a month. I'll see you guys on Thursday when the deep dive officially launches. Can't wait. Love you guys. See ya. Thank you.